The alternative sounds of the 60s and 70s
toward the unknown region.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Here comes
Radio Mi Amigo from the LBAP.
If I can borrow a coat to wear, oh, I'd step out in style with my sincere smile and my dancing bear. Outrageous, allow me, courageous, charming. Oh, who would think a boy and bear could be well accepted everywhere? It's just amazing how fair people can be. Places, places where well-fed faces all stop to stare, making the grandest entrances, Simon Smith and his dancing bear. They love us, won't they? They feed us, don't they? Oh, who would think a boy and bear could be well accepted everywhere? It's just amazing how fair people can be. Everywhere would be Simon Smith and his dancing bear. It's Simon Smith and the amazing dancing bear.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
It is dead. Where is the light that would play in my streets? And where are the friends I could meet? Where are the girls I left far behind? The space and the space. The girls on my mind. Where is the sun that shone on my head? The sun in my life, it is dead, it is dead. Where are the girls that I left far behind? The sticks and the sticks of the girls on my mind. Where are the girls I live far behind? The sticks and the sticks of the girls on my mind. Where is the girl I love? The girl that I love, she is gone, she is gone. All of my life I call yesterday. The sticks and the sticks of my life gone away.
Space. everybody. I'm just sitting down.
Bee Gees. Yeah, so I don't think that was quite their first single, but it was recorded by Spin Records Australia. That's what it says on the label, but it is on Polydor.
Oh.
You could find that also on a series of albums called Rare, Precious and Beautiful.
Wow.
And here we are. Great, mate.
Well, there you are. Just talking about me.
We're heading towards that summer of 67 of love.
As he mentions that phrase, high pair. So greetings, Lisa.
Everyone and everything was rare, precious and beautiful. And we began with Alan Price.
Oh, it was Alan Price.
And his set with Simon Smith and the Amazing
Dancing Bear
on Decca Records. There was competition with the Bee Gees for Spicks and Specks, even though it's their tune. O'Hara's Playboys, one of these Irish show bands, did you think, Les?
A few of them about.
Let's hear their version.
Where is the girl that I loved all along? The girl that I love, she's gone, she's gone. Where is the sun that would shine on my head? The sun in my life, it is dead, it is dead. Where is the light that would play in my street? And where are the friends I could meet, I could meet? Where are the girls that I left far behind? The Spicks and the Specks of the girls on my mind. Where is the sun that shone on my head? The sun in my life, it is dead, it is dead. Where are the girls that I left far behind? The Spicks and the Specks are the girls on my mind. Where are the girls that I left far behind? The Spicks and the Specks are the girls on my mind. The Spicks and the Specks of my life gone away. Everybody,
Spicks and Specks, come on, baby. Spicks and Specks,
feel so good.
Spicks and Specks, Spicks and Specks, Spicks and Specks,
help me hurt somebody.
Spicks and Specks.
I've tried to hang on for as long as I could, but now I can see that it just ain't no good. Our love, it has rotted right down to the core. Whatever we had, we don't have anymore.
We've got to get on.
Out right.
we both need is freedom. Don't you think it's about time? About time to get off this road to nowhere. About time to get off this road to nowhere. I'll thank you for the good times we've had in the past, but we're both old enough to know good things don't last. You're just no good for me, and I'm no good for you. Let's not waste time talking. We both know what to do. We've got to get on.
About this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
We got reservations, yeah. We got reservations, yeah.
Months before Kites from Simon Dupree and the Big Sound. And that is Reservations on Parlophone Records. Of course, Simon Dupree and the Big Sound became Gentle Giant,
yes,
in the 70s. Prog rock.
Bit, yeah. In the prog rock
but
the, section.
These were their beginnings.
Yeah, well.
And they're still very good. Doing our OU course.
Hearts and Flowers, American Los Angeles folk rock band.
Road to Nowhere, yeah.
Yeah, which was the. And one of the guys in there was the guitarist-songwriter Bernie Leadon, who went on to form the Eagles. So that's that's one of his early incarnations.
And that was the B-side we played, yeah. So we must play the A-side after the next couple of tunes, I think. Yeah, and then it was the Darwin's Theory and Daytime on Major Minor Records. Now, Major Minor was a bit of an enigma as a record label, yeah. But their biggest artist was David McWilliams and the days of Bernie Spencer.
Yes.
You might wonder why Les and I suddenly put our fingers over our noses.
The days of Pearly Spencer.
It was made a big hit by Mark Almond in the end,
yes,
wasn't it?
Did, yeah.
And he added an additional verse to end the story.
Yeah.
We've digressed a little bit there.
Because he did that, as we said, by putting a holding his nose, Pearly Spencer. apparently Bernie Leadon was also in the Flying Burrito Brothers, which is another band we'll mention,
along with members of the Birds.
Yes,
I think that was, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he went on to say to form the Eagles.
Okay,
but he was with Hearts and Flowers. Incidentally, a band that termed championed by John Peel did quite a lot of their stuff, didn't he?
He did play a lot of
Hearts and Flowers.
Their biggest, not I wouldn't say hit. She sang Hymns Out of Tune. We'll come across that in a few weeks, I would imagine. Okay, the other side of Simon Dupree's tune, the single, You Need a Man, and we'll follow that with Margaret Whiting and Just Like a Man. You see, there's a little bit of effort going, not a lot, just a little bit of effort. That's the one we played. That was the A side, here's the B side.
I'm your man. You need a man that I can be if you would only stay close to me.
do well. You know that I just can't fail. You know that I'm gonna make this scene. I'm really not an old has-been. Stick by me, hold me tight as you can, then you'll agree that I'm your man. I need you just as you are, good or bad, you're still my star. I need the things you do to me, and it's the same for you if you'll only see. Stick by me, hold me tight as you can, then you'll agree that I'm your man. You need a man like I am. You need me 'cause I'm your man. You need a man that I can be if you would only stay.
Like a man, and he talks like a man, and he looks like a man, and he feels just like a man should. He's got hands like a man, and he stands like a man. He's got hips like a man, and he moves just like a man should.
Take us so blue when you're away. like summer's gone, and the days seem to grow much colder when nights are long, and you feel just a little older. I will be there.
This infatuation, something maybe that you'll appreciate for less.
Well, don't end it, be patient, baby. You know I really got to see it through. I said I loved you, I meant it. But baby, this girl's something too. A different face, a pretty smile, the main attraction for a while.
She's just an infatuation, baby. Something new, and it fits fast. This infatuation, something, baby, that you'll appreciate won't last.
Infatuation, infatuation. Oh, that dear worry, will you stay? Will you say you understand? Don't leave this way. Perhaps you'll act like me, and that I'm gonna know the pain I've caused you. Well, I apologize. The situation's driving me insane. A different face, a pretty smile, the main attraction for a while.
She's just an infatuation, baby. Something new, and it fits fast. This infatuation, something, baby, that you'll appreciate won't last.
A different face, a pretty smile, the main attraction for a while.
She's just an infatuation, baby, something new, and it fits fast.
Ten singles we've played so far in just 30 minutes, each single lasting, certainly not lasting even 3 minutes. Oh, Simon Dupree and The Big Sound, You Need Me, followed by Margaret Whiting, Just Like a Man. And Les has found just about had time to find a little bit of information. Emma Reed did it last week, spelled R-E-D-E, but it was written by Les Reed and Barry Mason. So we don't know whether Emma Reed respelled her name, because
she was also known as Jackie Lee.
Oh, Jackie Lee.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we've
featured in the past. Yeah.
Yeah, White Horses. White Horses. Snowy. Yeah. Snowy White Horses.
And the Rupert the Bear was
where we find out his middle name is The.
The. Oh, always gives us a gem, doesn't he? Oh, love it, Chris. Love it.
And then it was The Majority, and I Hear a Rhapsody, and they're from Hull.
Yeah, they were.
And we think that might be Barry...
No, it wasn't. They signed up for... When Barry Ryan went on tour, they were his regular backing band.
Okay. His competent band. Yeah, on Decca Records. Then it was Shirley Abicare, I Will Be There.
She was an Australian TV presenter that had quite a few hits on Children's Favourites. And... that's all I know about her. Although she was pretty well known at the time. I remember the name, and associated with children's TV. So, you know.
And that was on Piccadilly Records. Yeah. That was that bright cerise pink, same as the original Pie singles were. And then it was The Secret, and we couldn't find much out about The Secrets, and that was called Infatuation. Everything lasts just 2.5 minutes or so, and you've barely got enough time to find out about what we're playing before I've moved on to the next one.
I'm just trying the previous thing 3 songs ago, and then...
So let's have something less frenetic and slightly longer. Go. 3.5 minutes. This is.
I hope you're enjoying this journey of this horrid journey of 2 minute singles.
We're on the.
How on earth did they do it?
I mean, this is why they were so frenetic and great. Kasaboo!
I know.
It was one.
Imagine
relentless.
Being out on a ship in the North Sea playing all this stuff. You've got 2 minutes, then you're already lining the next one up.
It wasn't brain surgery. It wasn't that difficult, but it was time consuming.
Non-stop.
Yeah. So look, here's one that's going to be nice and calm, and one we might know. I know. I'm sure you'll know it. It's called Darling Be Home Soon from The Loving Spoonful.
Yeah.
So written by John Sebastian.
Yes.
Come and talk of all the things we did today. Here and laugh about our funny little ways while we have a few. I know that it's time you must leave, but darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you dawdle. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to. Almost past, I think I come to see myself at last, and I see that the time spent confused was the time that I spent without you, and I feel myself in blue. But I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
I'd been listening to the Beatles Revolver album.
With the reverse tunes on it.
That's the Tokens.
Been around a long, long time.
You couldn't find that on Shazam, could you, Les?
No, I'm surprised.
You know, we try to defeat Shazam as much as possible.
they'd had massive hits. I mean, Neil Sedaka was originally in the original band in the 50s. But they did The Lion Sleeps Tonight and various other things, you know.
A couple of weeks ago, we played a single by them as the United States Double Quartet.
That's right, yep.
The Tokens, Green Plant, that's what it was called. Yes, I think they'd been sniffing some of it.
Yeah.
Stateside Records, before that, of course, John Sebastian and Darling, Be Home Soon. Great lyrics.
When I looked at that,
let's see what the other side of the Tokens sounds like on Stateside Records. This is Saloogy, Saloogy.
People, this is the game called Saloogy. One kid steals another's hat, teases him, won't give it back. Throws it to another guy, hatless boy, he's gonna cry. Are just out of my reach, and my life is a game of Saloogy, Saloogy, Saloogy. When I was a little kid, my father taught me to think big, and until this very day, I'm wanting things so far away. But the thing that I want most are just out of my reach. Many girls have come my way, but none of them have come to stay.
he's slumped. Bent has slumped.
And Eddie, the US version of Chaz and Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually the Turtles, but they effectively became Flo and Eddie and worked with Frank Zappa, Mothers of Invention, and T-Rex. They provided the backing vocals for Mark on some of his biggest hits. Yeah, the Turtles. We'll meet again.
Am I
in danger of repeating myself here?
Yeah,
they were actually Howard Kalin and Mark Bowman. Yeah.
Also on that recording was John Babata, who was he was the drummer in the Turtles. He's also done stuff with Crosby. He was the drummer with Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, and the Jefferson Airplane and Starship variety. So he was quite well known as a rock drummer.
I'll try and put a video of the big hit, which we're playing next.
Yes.
And they didn't take miming seriously. If you take a look at today's page, at towardtheunknownregion.com, you'll see the Turtles playing instruments but don't match what they're doing.
Now, the A side, though, very synonymous with the pirate stations. Everybody played it, and I can remember listening to this on the pirates.
Yeah, I can remember this. You know, although I got my transistor radio, my first radio for Christmas, 66, I think it was a bit of a novelty, first of all, because a lot of what we're playing, I don't remember them. I seem to remember getting into music from about sort of Easter time. I suppose I was too busy it would have been my first year at grammar school. A rather traumatic time. Very traumatic time, not least of which was because I found I needed glasses, which I never had at primary, because I was all sat at the front right under the teacher's nose and right in front of the blackboard.
It's only in the last 10 years I've started wearing them.
And
even then, that's only for reading.
I have read and heard anecdotal evidence and all that, but you can need glasses when you're about 11, 12 years old, because it's such a traumatic time. Yes. leaving the safety of the primary school and going with all the big boys or the big girls or whatever it is.
Changing from short to long trousers.
No. I did have long trousers, but several of my classmates still had to wear short trousers at secondary school, which I don't know whether it, well, that was probably as traumatic for them as me realising I needed glasses, because I began to get in trouble at school because I couldn't see, and I was talking to my friend next to me, and he was, "Ben, what are you doing, boy?" I was like, I can't read the board. "I can't read the board, sir." It was no laughing matter, especially when you had to have those National Elf black framed glasses.
Oh, yeah,
Les.
That people did.
Anyway,
Harry Potter look.
Yeah. Anyway, a few months later, because it took quite a while, I think, for Happy Together to get into the charts. For me, it was one of the hits of the summer.
I should have said Joe 90 would probably be more like it.
So when I realised that contact lenses existed, oh, and of course, once John Lennon was wearing those kind of round glasses, that did become fashionable.
Yeah, they did.
I suppose what was really fashionable at the time was the Birds. Was it Roger McGuinn had those little hexagonal shades on?
Yeah.
You know, they were totally useless as sunglasses, but man, they look well fab and groovy.
These American folk type bands, they all had that. I mean, John Sebastian even wore those sort of glasses as well. So
yeah,
they were the rage at the time.
Well, I suppose
they?
If I could have, no, I'd have felt even more self conscious wearing those sort of glasses. Tell you what, let's listen to the tune, shall we?
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
To me, baby.
Wow.
The Turtles, Happy Together. I only interjected here to tell you all these singles are from the 24th of February 1967. There were 61 of them, and that wasn't the least of them, was it? That was a fantastic tune. Sock It To Me, Baby is the title of this one from Mitch Ryder.
Oh, I'm
Chris is genuinely in the studio, not that you'd notice. You won't be noticing for the next 6 hours either, but...
Yeah.
Chris B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Tell me what's behind that green door.